What up, guys? It's your girl, Keena. You're listening to A Keen Sense of Mind. So, I was just sitting here thinking. Not even just thinking. So, I was headed out to take care of some business, go to these little classes. And I have gas, money, but I don't got no gas in my car. And so, I ended up, seeing somebody that, I talk to. Or, sometimes. Whatever. But I see him and I'm like, I call him like, you know what I'm saying? I need some gas. Can you put some gas in my car? He like, where you headed to? I'm like, well, right now I'm gonna go to these classes, but when they out, I'm gonna need some gas. So he like, what time is that? I'm like, I don't know, probably 8:30. I don't know what time it's gonna be. Probably 8. So he like, all right, I got you. I'm like, yeah, all right, okay. Just to see if you know what I'm saying, willing to break bread, you know what I'm saying. So I ended up calling him back a little bit early because my classes or whatever. So I literally don't have no gas and I don't feel like stopping. I still haven't stopped without no gas. But so he like, well, I thought it was gonna be at 8 o'clock. I'm out here kind of naked, yada yada yada. I got you at 8, you gotta give me 30 minutes or whatever. If you can't take 30 minutes, then I don't know what to tell you. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, all right, well, whatever, you know what I'm saying. He like, yeah, whatever then, it don't make me no, never mind. With an attitude, it don't make me no, never mind, whatever, whatever. I said, shit, me neither. So, I proceed to hang up, but before I hang up, just remember, this is why I don't fuck with you. Now, what the fuck that mean? Nothing. And so I hung up. But this is why I don't fuck with niggas. Because, one, I work. I don't ask a nigga for shit. I pay my bills by myself. I take care of myself. I don't ask a motherfucker for shit. Now, mind you, if I'm fucking you, I feel like I should be able to ask you for anything. Period. Because I'm fucking you. And I'm fucking him. Well, I'm not, fucking him right now. You know what I'm saying? But we recently just fucked, last month. You know what I'm saying? So it's and I don't ask him for shit at all. You know what I'm saying? But, when I do, I expect, because, nigga, you just hit me up the other day talking about some motherfucking, damn, I gotta turn around. You just hit me up the other day talking about let's link up and let's chill. But I'm not chilling with no nigga that can't do shit for me. Because I don't ask you to pay no motherfucking bills. Mind you, it's my house that you're laid up over when we're fucking. It's my shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't ask you for shit. I don't ask a nigga to take care of me. I don't ask a nigga. But when I do ask, I do expect, because damn it, I don't ask for shit. So, just know, this is why I don't fuck with you. And this is why I don't fuck with niggas, period. He's the only person that I'm sleeping with sexually. I slept with him last month. Probably the month before, I didn't sleep with nobody. The month before, I probably slept with him. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't sleep around. But when I do, it's you that I'm fucking. So, you should be the main motherfucker. If I tell you my motherfucking light bills is due tomorrow, nigga, and that shit is $250, you should be coming up with that $250. That's what I'm saying about these half-ass. That's why I can't fuck with these niggas. I can't fuck with a nigga without a job. I can't fuck with a nigga without a car. You have to. I have high standards for myself. I don't give a fuck. But that's because I pay the cost to be the motherfucking boss. I pay my way to live the way that I want to. So I'm not accepting no nigga coming in half-assing it. Period. So, all that other shit is just beyond me. It just pissed me off. Because I feel like if I'm not fucking with nobody but you, definitely. So yeah, motherfuckers feel like they should get a free motherfucking ride. I don't get no free ride. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. Oh, God bless me. Moral of the story is, don't bend or fold. Stick true to what you say. You know what I'm saying? Don't fold for no nigga or no bitch. Period. And you niggas need to be holding yourself, get yourself a standard too. Don't just be fucking with bitches that need you to take care of them. You know what I'm saying? If you down and the bitch can't help you out when you're down, then what are you doing? Period, point blank. Like, let's be smart, guys. But that's my time. I'm going to head in the house and obviously take some medicine because my allergies is going crazy. So, thanks for tuning in. And I appreciate you guys. Have a good and blessed Monday.